What prompted me to phone up, Danny, is when you said about you used to let your dog out for a couple of hours.
Because you did
in those days. They didn't need a lead.
He'd run around the estate.
They didn't need a lead, yeah.
No.
Well, we had a dog, Mickey, and he was an escapologist. He could open sash windows and get out. Well, get his nose under one that was open a little bit, up it'd go, out the bedroom window. Off.
Amazing. What kind of dog was he?
He was a mongrel.
Yeah.
He was like that generic, you know, the ones that look a bit border collie. They all look like them.
We're really up against time, Susan. Yeah. I'm not putting it against you because I want to talk to you and I want to hear your story, but I can't let this go. You said he's a mongrel. You can't really get mongrel dogs anymore.
No, he was fantastic. He's very, very clever.
God love him, our homeless friends, our friends on the streets, they seem to have the mongrels, but we tried to buy a couple the other year. It's all 300 or 400 quid now.
Oh, I know.
Sorry, Susan.
Because he got out so much, you know, he used to father a lot of dogs, and lots of dogs look like him. Sometimes we bring dogs,
fantastic.
I'm thinking it's him.
And he was a Lothario!
And he was. And he was father. Anyway, we used to dress our dog and our cat up because we were poor and we didn't have any toys.
You know what? It's before Nintendo. They don't understand. You
they
made your own
they
entertainment.
Don't. You dressed him up. Mm. The dog used to be like, you know, the grandma out of, what's the thing? In the woods. Little Red Riding Hood. That's what he used to look like. He used to have a bonnet tied on, nightdress, knickers. He'd go.
Mm-hmm.
The cat would be quite happy. He'd sit in the pram and comply. Because cats do. Cats are stupid. But they just comply.
Very, very compliant. Almost long-suffering.
Anyway, but the dog, he'd have none of it. He'd jump out the window and he'd escape in his clothes. And people, you know, the neighbours knew him. They'd bring back his clothes, knickers, say, do these belong to your dog? We'd say, yeah. Of course, you know, whether they did or not, because it was extra dressing up clothes. And
to see him just, you know, that must be Susan's dog. It's wearing a bonnet.
It's Susan's dog, find a pair of knickers down the alley there, Susan's,
Susan, thank you. but here's, and we won't rush because I think it's shrill.
Yeah.
But Susan, one of the greatest things I ever saw along these lines, my father-in-law was walking, my late father-in-law used to smoke a pipe.
Yeah.
And he was walking along the front at Jaywick. Seaside town of Jaywick. And he was smoking his pipe and enjoying the night air. And he put his hands behind his back with his pipe in it, just strolling along. As he put his hands behind his back, an Alsatian came running along, grabbed his pipe, and went running off with his pipe. And people who didn't see the original incident would have said, my word, there's an Alsatian was smoking a pipe. And exactly the same as your knickers and hat that your dog wore.
Exactly. Well,
and what was the name of the dog?
He was called Mickey.
Puts dogs back in front in
it
the
does,
exciting...
But
go on.
The main thing in the story was, one day, our neighbour, Mrs. Bennett, knocked at the door, and she's, like, beside herself, and she's banging on the door, and she said to my mum, I've just seen your Mickey trying to have its way with my Trixie thoroughbred on the green.
Yeah.
So my mum said, calm down, Mrs. Bennett. You know, there's a lot of dogs around here look like Mickey. How can you be sure it was Mickey? And Mrs. Bennett said, because he was wearing an hat.
I would say, ladies and gentlemen, that's all we've got time for. Dogs have won. On the strength of that story alone, Susan, I've got to say, that has put dogs into an unassailable lead. Here was your dog cuckolding and wearing a hat. Susan, bless you.
Any mother defending their tearaway son, isn't it?
Well, the idea that all the dogs on the estate look like him is extraordinary value, and that Susan in London, and I know we've got Chris and another Susan coming up.
There's cat comeback stories.
If a cat comeback story can beat the one cat that was the Lothario of the estate, we'll go to travel and we'll try and gather ourselves and finish the show even bigger.
Danny Baker.
Very, very rarely do I feel so hornswoggled.